It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, everybody. It's me, Magic Matt. And you know what that means? It's Thursday. It's Book Club Day with Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club. I've got Laurie Westron with me. And who have you got for us today, Laurie?
Good morning, Matt. And yes, this morning we have Deborah Ruffini in the studio with us. And Deborah is a woman of many parts, an artist, a thinker, a poet, former Samaritan, and former Kate Bush lookalike. I don't know about the former. I think she still does. She is the host of the Deborah Ruffini Show with Artist First Radio Network in New York, which covers a variety of topics, but mainly focuses on the issue of spiritual abuse. Her latest book, The Artist's Rage, is her third collection of poetry. So, Deborah, welcome to the studio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Why don't we start out you telling us a little bit, first of all, about your book. It's a collection of Christian poetry, I believe. Is there a particular theme you're following here?
Yeah, so The Artist's Rage is actually it's a sequel to The Artist's Page, which was 2018, I think, that was published. And that focused on looking at evidence for divine creation and sort of trying to explore, you know, if there's a mind behind everything that we have before us. And so this sequel is really dealing with, if we find that creator, keeping him, we always gender God, keeping them in the name of love and rather than judgment, really.
Fabulous. Yeah. And so how are the two books connected?
So I initially wrote the first one because I was listening to lots of podcasts between atheists and theists, and it seemed to be that, and in my church upbringing as well, I noticed how theists were kind of thought of very unkindly and judged.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, how can disbelief be sinful? How can it be judged? And so I wrote this book. The Artist's Page was basically dealing with some short people come into the studio and just see the artist sort of up to so high, but they don't see the whole creation that was on his canvas. And then you've got some taller people, unlike myself, come in and they sort of see the whole lot. And so it's kind of representative, of course, the artist being God, for the small guys, it's not their fault. But for the taller ones, it just so happens to be that way. And the artist is not going to batter anyone. He's not going to send anyone to hell. He's just going to feel a bit sad. And so I kind of then thought, well, how do we take it from here? And again, witnessing those who love the creator sometimes aren't very kind to those who simply just don't recognize. Or the artist rages. Mm-hmm. He's not very happy in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, there's a problematic servant. The others are sent out, the others who love him are sent out to sort of show kindness, but there's this one who says, no, I need to batter, I need to... So this one's kind of targeting people of same-sex attraction or the atheist, who else have we got in there? A single mother. And, you know, and life just somehow, you know, sometimes things come our way in life out of our control, or we can't help what we are, who we are.
Fabulous. No, I mean, I like the sounds of this.
Thank you.
It sounds very inclusive, and I think that's it. As a person of faith myself, I think it's really important to, you know, get that message out that we aren't all about, you know, convicting people to, you know, a dark place, you know. So
Oh, bless you. Yeah, that's spot on. That's what it's so important.
So why do you feel so strongly about these issues?
I think it's seeing people like Richard Dawkins get battered, and also like our lovely David Attenborough. I think he was in an interview once where he said, he was asked, do you believe in a creator God? And he said, no, I would love to have faith, but my evolution or naturalism, I just can't. And I'm thinking, that how can that be rebellion? Someone who sincerely doesn't see it, irrespective of what truth actually is, there's never going to be any concrete or scientific proof of God. He just simply couldn't see it. And I think, well, would you be deserving of hell and eternal punishment? And I think for the first one, that's why I felt quite strongly about that. And then from personal experience, there was a particular person who I'm sure was turning more people away from the Lord than winning people for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, this is so sad, because it's none of us get things right. But I think it's important to, when you believe in God, there's someone to be accountable to. And we've got to, it's almost like we've got a responsibility to try and love a bit more, maybe, than someone who hasn't got anyone to be accountable
wonderful,
to.
Wonderful. Can I just stop you right there? We need to have a short break for some music, and then we'll be back with the rest of the conversation. So who would you say your books are aimed at?
Pretty much anyone, I think. I think mainly non-believers, skeptics, maybe mm-hmm. The first and the second one. But in particular, the second one for people who have been on the receiving end of this sort of targeting, and for those who are doing it, and anyone else really, that's sort of just to make awareness of this thing that we're not all like it, and I think a lot of it does go on in the church. But I mainly want to help people who have been on the receiving end to say that this thing isn't okay, because sometimes we can be influenced, I think, by someone of faith, and if they represent all Christians are like that, then I don't want to go to church. I'm not interested. It's just so important to love and not judge, I think.
I think there are, you know, people out there who have given us a bad name.
Yes.
And, you know, and it sounds like, you know, you are working to redress that. So that's amazing.
Oh, thank you. It's just so horrible to see.
Yes, yeah.
Don't like it.
Yeah. Mm. You also have a radio show in New York.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That happened by mistake.
As most good things do.
Yes, that's right. So I was kindly invited to promote the artist's page and did an interview about that. And at the end of the broadcast, they said, would you like your own show?
Wow.
And I thought they were winding me up. I said, I've got nothing to say. And then I thought, well, actually, I could sort of use this platform to address this very thing and have various guests. One of my guests has been Bozhevijan, who's the late Billy Graham's grandson, who is the founder of GRACE, which stands for Godly Response to Abuse in the Christian Environment. And I've managed to speak to lots of people who, you know, just take this stand and, you know, recognise again that it's a horrible... So mainly the guests usually deal with it's focusing on abuse, not just theistic abuse, but various forms.
Right. So, fantastic. And you know, again, that sounds like you're you know, reaching out to provide a really valuable service.
I hope so. I hope it's blessing people in the process, yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, thank you.
And you're having a book launch this Sunday?
I am. I'm very nervous. I'm a background person.
So, and that's going to be at South Sea Cinema, is that right?
Yes, that's right. It's this Sunday the 16th from 3 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So anyone that wishes to come along, as I say, I'm not a public speaker, but it'd be just I've asked various leaders of churches to see if they would be interested. Basically, I just want it to be like a discussion. Let's explore this. Let's see what we can do about this. Let's have it coming from the pulpit. You know, to try and influence people to be a bit kinder when it's not happening.
Fantastic. So you know, I think that will be a great place for people to go to find out a bit more about your book and about you. And where can people go to buy your books?
So yes, it's available on Amazon. It's various outlets that, so it's also hardback on Ingram Spark. And I think Amazon is the main go-to point for that, yeah.
Okay, fabulous. And we've not yet had your books on the Portsmouth Authors Collective bookstall, but
yes.
I'm hoping that you know, you'll be able to participate in some of our markets and events in the
future.
Oh,
that'd be nice, yeah.
So, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for coming in today and having a chat. And
thank you for having me.
We're going to play a song now. You have requested Jesus, He Knows Me by Genesis.
Yes. Yeah. I think it sums everything up, really.
Wonderful.
Wonderful lyrics, and it's what it's all about.
Fabulous.
Welcome back to Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club. It's Magic Matt chatting with Laurie Westrom. And you've got some news for me, I hear. I know you've been doing Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club for quite a long time.
Yes.
And we're going to mix it up a bit.
We are. We are. So today marks our 81st edition of the Portsmouth Authors Collective
81.
Book Club. 81. Yeah. I mean, we're you know, getting close to that 2-year mark in another 2 or 3 months. And yeah, I've decided to take a little bit of a break. You know, mm-hmm. and to share
a well-deserved break.
And to share some of the workload with some of my other colleagues at PAC.
That sounds good.
Yep.
So we've got some new people coming in.
Yeah. So they're new people, but they'll be familiar to everyone. So there will be 5 of us, and we're going to have a rota. And so there's myself, Jackie Green, Christine Lawrence, Steve Shepherd, and Nick Morrish. And so we're all going to take turns in, you know, coming into the studio and chatting to you and chatting to other authors and people in the book community. So that will be, you know, I think it's just, yeah, it's shaking things up.
Yeah,
like
I look
like
forward
you said.
To chatting to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always interesting to get a range of ideas and opinions on different things as well. So it's I think it would be great for listeners to hear different perspectives on, say, writing characters or you know, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So I think there's going to be a range of discussions coming in. And luckily, I've got 4 other people who are going to help in planning all of that. So,
fantastic.
So that's good. Yeah.
Well, variety is the spice of life,
absolutely,
as they say. So,
yep.
Yeah, that'll be great going forward. So what's coming up with PAC?
Well, we have our next Speak Volumes evening on Wednesday, the 26th of March. We always meet on the 4th Wednesday of the month at the Hideaway Cafe on Highland Road, and that starts at 7 o'clock, and it's just a great opportunity for people to come along, read from their books, read from their works in progress, to hear other people reading, to get to know one another and what people are writing about. So I do urge everyone to come along to that. It is open to the public. And so, you know, if you want to find out about us, if you're a writer or just a curious member of the public, everyone is welcome.
And great. So I was going to say, is that open to everybody? But
it
sounds
definitely
like
is.
It'd be a good fun
and,
evening.
And, the cafe, you know, serves drinks and food and stuff as well. So, you know, come along. It's a nice place.
Yeah, great atmosphere, lovely people.
Absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely. And then on the 12th of April, I am very happy to announce we are going to be taking part in the Love South Sea Spring Fair at Portsmouth Cathedral.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
What's happening there?
Well, I think it's going to be a great event. It's organized by Lou at Love South Sea, and she has organized some fabulous markets there in the past. We've not taken part in the cathedral market, so I'm really looking forward to it. And there will be market traders from all over filling the cathedral and around the outside of the cathedral as well. So
a new event for PAC then.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a good one.
Well, it sounds like you've got lots going on and lots to organise.
We do.
Unfortunately, it brings us to the end of our time this week, though, much as I'd love to carry on all day. So, thank you very much for listening. A big thanks to Deborah Ruffini for coming in and chatting to us. I'm Magic Matt, for myself and Laurie Westrom. Goodbye, and we'll see you next week. When you're going, yeah.